Leave the Grave Green by Deborah Crombie, read by Michael Deehy.
Prologue. Watch you don't slip. Julia pushed back the wisps of dark hair that had snaked loose from her ponytail, her brow furrowed with anxious concern. The air felt dense, as thick and substantial as cotton wool. Tiny beads of moisture slicked her skin, and larger drops fell intermittently from the trees to the sodden carpet of leaves beneath her feet.
"We'll be late for tea, Matty. And you know what Father will say if you've not done your lessons in time for practice."
"Oh, don't be so wet, Julia," said Matthew.
A year younger than his sister, as fair and stocky as she was thin and dark, he'd physically outstripped her in the past year, and it had made him more insufferably cocksure than ever.
"You're a broody old hen. Matty, don't slip. Matty, don't fall,"
he mimicked her nastily.
"The way you carry on, you'd think I couldn't wipe my own nose."
His arms held shoulder high, he balanced on a fallen tree trunk near the edge of the swollen stream. His school haversack lay where he'd dropped it carelessly in the mud. Clutching her own books to her thin chest, Julia rocked on the balls of her feet.
Serve him right if he caught it from Father.
But the scolding, even if severe, would be brief, and life in their household would return quickly to normal. Normal being that they all behaved, to quote Plummy, when she felt particularly exasperated with him, as if the sun rose and set out of Matthew's backside. Julia's lips twitched at the thought of what Plummy would say when she saw his muddy book bag and shoes. But no matter, all would be forgiven him. For Matthew possessed the one attribute her parents valued above all else. He could sing. He sang effortlessly, the clear, soaring treble falling from his lips as easily as a whispered breath. And singing transformed him, the gawky, gap-toothed 12-year-old vanishing as he concentrated, his face serious and full of grace. They would gather in the sitting room after tea, her father patiently fine-tuning Matthew on the Bach cantata he'd been singing with the choir at Christmas, her mother interrupting loudly and often with criticism and praise. It seemed to Julia that the three of them formed a charmed circle to which she, due to an accident of birth or some inexplicable whim of God, was forever denied admittance. The children had missed their bus that afternoon. Julia hoped...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?